Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast. This is where we get together as an extended team. We have Jeans and Joggers, our producers, come in here and get on the microphone as well. And we just shoot the shizzle for a little while.
Shoot the proverbial.
Yes. Mm. Sometimes we talk about the things that haven't made it up on the board of a morning. And other times we just talk about other things that interest us in general.
And begin speaking now.
Well,
good morning.
Hey.
We had a bit of a run-up this morning waiting for Kimber to arrive.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just a mild sleep in. Geez, it was a deep sleep though.
You know, like we sounded relaxed.
You just do not even remember turning off the alarm. I just turned it off and went straight back to sleep for another 2 hours.
Did you like jump straight out of bed? Throw some things on and run like you.
Oh yeah, look at me. Yeah. Like, no, my eyes didn't open until an hour ago.
You get in here, wonderful bed hair, extraordinary.
I thought the same.
Yeah,
actually.
Like really good bed hair.
Oh, I washed it yesterday.
Oh,
maybe that's why. Doesn't happen often. But yeah, did come in a bit late. But something you guys don't know is that when I walked in, I was like, "Morning, sorry everyone, hey," and then. Very quickly to the girls, how did you go on Friday? Because the girls, Jeans and Joggers here, were going off for a sale.
Oh, that's right.
There was a designer sale going on and they said, come along. And I said, no chance.
We legged it out of here on Friday because the sale started at 8 and it was at the Claremont Showgrounds, which ironically, you know, I thought would be busy enough with everybody
getting
going there
Pfizer.
To get their COVID jab. Mm. But it was on the other side of the showgrounds. And what time did we leave here? About 10:30, which, you know, very early for us. But Fridays we try and get out a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So we went straight to the Claremont Showgrounds. And as we were driving through, I said to Georgia Joggers, there's nobody lining up at where the COVID vaccinations are. I said, that when I was here, that was an hour lining up outside and then an hour once you got into the pavilion, like people everywhere. There was nobody lining up outside. I don't know what it was like inside. But then we got around to where the sale was.
Yes.
The warehouse sale. And boy, that's where all the people were.
Right.
They were lining up there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we got there at about 10:30.
Mm.
The doors opened at 8. And when I was speaking to one of the volunteers there, she said that there were people lining up from 6. Waiting for the doors to open.
Waiting to get their AstraZeneca.
What
kind of setup? Because the problem with these sorts of arrangements are that there could be racks and racks of clothes. They've either put them in sizes or colours or something. But then there's no change rooms.
Mm.
Like there's generally no opportunity. It's like you've just basically, you're just throwing off your clothes in the middle of the rack.
Is what was happening.
Kids and bums everywhere.
Yeah.
Because no one cares. They just got it off and tried it on.
Jesus Christ.
Literally a huge warehouse, and where you'd line up, they had some like metal barricades. And we probably lined up for an hour before we got in, and everything was organized in labels. So, and there was what, like 5 or 6 rows, long rows, the whole warehouse. And at the back, there was like maybe 5 or 6 as well, like pin boards that just creating a circle where girls were like running in.
You're changing.
But then because there's so many people, girls were just trying stuff on through the aisles.
Was it in sizes and folded or it's just dumped in
just racks.
Just racks. I see, yes.
But
of
all
course,
in labels. So like a lot of Beckham Bridge and Third Form.
Who?
Oh my God, baby, keep up.
They're they're all great labels that are worth leaving work early for, lining up for an hour going through racks.
Camilla and Mark. How much of a difference is it from like Rip Curl?
Let me tell you. Very different. But let me tell you in terms of savings. So I purchased a few things. Jeans that I'm wearing, yes.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Jeans.
Okay, so these jeans retail for $740.
They're type of jeans that are frayed as well.
$240, like for full price.
Right.
I got them for $70.
Okay. Yeah,
there
fair.
Was a dress.
I mean, still, $240 for jeans.
They're very nice.
Nobody jeans. When I used to work at Live Clothing, we sold Nobody jeans. And they were, hey, don't you start, mate. Nobody jeans are Nobody jeans no matter where they are. They were amazing jeans.
But I bought a dress that retailed for $480, $50.
Great.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay.
So I may never wear it, but who cares?
Is it shit stuff, though? Is it just the stuff that's there, or is it good stuff?
No, look at it. Like, Jeans has got photos of it in the dress.
Right.
Well, what did you work it out? We both worked out our amounts when we were, again, queuing up to pay, which was, what, an hour and 45?
Yeah.
Just to pay.
What?
It was insane.
I'm so glad I did not agree to go.
No, this is, Kimber would hate this.
This is where they get you, because you look at it and go, we saved $500.
It's a beautiful dress.
They look at it and go, you spent $140.
Oh.
What? Give me a look. That's a lovely
it's
dress.
It's a Nicola Finetti dress, $480. Got it for $50.
Nicola Finetti.
Probably going to wear it for Melbourne Cup.
Who's Nicola Finetti? And why is she so...
Lovely dresses.
What's so good about Nicola Finetti?
Her dresses.
Nice dresses. Nice fabric, nice design.
And the sale was great. Like, I think we worked out Jeans would have spent... It was
about 11... So all up, full price would have been about $1,138.
Mm.
$300.
Yeah.
I mean, I love your passion. I wish I was this passionate about something like that. I feel like possibly I would be if it were like home renovation goods.
Mm.
Like, I could see myself going in there over a bargain, like a homeware bargain.
Mm.
It was complete anarchy, though. Women were going nuts, like, because, the aisles are double-sided too, so I'd just be flicking through some dresses and then girls are running past and fucking, like, slamming it. Yeah, and then, the dress I'm looking at would go flying, like, a metre, and then all of it, like, it's just insane.
There would be people there that would be on selling as well online. Mm-hmm. So there were people there with boxes, or they had massive shopping bags, and they were just loading up.
That's clever.
Yeah,
so that they're not going to try anything online.
Yeah,
designer, label,
hire boutiques as well.
Yeah,
but then after, what were we looking for? Maybe about an hour. And then I found Jeans, and I couldn't even hold it anymore. I was like, we have to start trying things on because my arms are going to give way. Right. Just like jackets, dresses, pants.
You know what this reminds me of? And you don't see it anymore, and I'd love to see it again. The absolute anarchy of like Meijer in the
Boxing
City
Day.
For Boxing Day sales. Well, that used to happen back in the day.
Yeah,
I remember the most fun thing, like you'd wake up Christmas morning and you'd have Christmas and all that sort of stuff. And then you'd look forward to Boxing Day because on the news that night, you'd see people standing at gates, like they're the gates of heaven, just standing there waiting. And these women in their 50s and 60s who can't walk for shit, all of a sudden they can run 100 metres in 10 seconds flat, right? They're doing backflips and acrobatic shit. Crawl underneath the door and just piss bolt to whatever. And there's old ladies like ripping clothes out of each other's arms. And it's,
great days.
Great days.
And that's why it was so lovely to see those people fighting over toilet rolls at the start of COVID. It just brought us back to that innocent
Boxing
time.
So much experience.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it was crazy. I said to Jeans in the line probably after we'd been queued up for about an hour and like another 45 to go, I wouldn't do it again soon, but I'd do it again.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good review.
Yeah.
I think the
key is as long as you come out with a bag of something.
Yeah.
If you didn't find anything in your size or anything that was a good bargain, then suddenly you're like, I'm never coming back.
That's also a good rule. For
next time, what we'll do is you can leave the show even earlier and go and get us a spot in the line.
Yes.
Great idea.
Or we pre-record the whole show and then me and Jeans can line up from 6.
I'm fine with that. We just get Tim.
You live and learn.
Tim can just do the show. We don't even pre-record a show. Just
and then we can all go
show.
And you guys, because there's no trolleys, so you can hold a box and I'll load the box up and then carry. Perfect.
I've been wearing the same clothes for a decade.
Mm. Who are you, Carl Stefanovic?
I know. Carl gets away with it.
He does, doesn't he?
Mm.
Jeans just said Carl is a celebrity crush of hers, which I find so strange.
I love him.
Is he only 42? Sorry, the context here, we just spoke to him and recorded a chat with him. Oh, sorry, hang on, I'm looking at... Oh, still, is he only 47?
I think he looks about 47.
Yeah, right.
That's what it said on Google.
Oh, good on him.
I just love him. He's just a cheeky lad.
That's nice.
No, I don't mind Carl Stefanovic.
I love his humour. Yeah. I don't find him as, like, sexy, but...
Mm, I've always liked him.
Brian May, on the other hand.
Brian May.
Brian May.
Love him.
The guitarist.
I love him so much.
Brian May now?
Yeah,
or
whatever.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's face it, Brian May hasn't looked any different for 50 years.
Yeah, that hair's gone grey. Yeah.
Your choice in men is very eclectic. You've got Bailey.
Bad boy AFL.
And then Brian May.
Dustin Martin, yeah. Neck Tats.
They're on the same level.
Tough Guy, Bad Boy. Yeah. And Brian May.
Yeah, don't limit yourself, babe. Yeah.
Who's the new bloke from the Bulldogs, the Doggies? What's his name?
Bailey Smith.
It's not new.
Well,
it's not new.
What about the guy?
The guy's a spring chicken.
What's that English, used to be in the band and is now the Brian, he talks like that, and he's the astrophysicist.
Oh, Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
D-Reed.
I don't know
who
that is, but No Fielding, though.
Oh,
No Fielding.
Okay, I understand.
Oh, yeah, but he's a bit cooler, isn't he?
He's rock and roll.
He's a bit rock and roll.
Yeah.
Have you got a weird celebrity?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I have had for sure. Like, I think Nick Cave is sexy, which I think other people think is a bit weird.
The bad seeds. Nick Cave,
yeah, but
seats.
I think it's part of that. It's that cool thing again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If they've got a little bit of coolness going on, I find that a bit attractive.
He's not around anymore, is he?
Yeah.
Nick Cave.
I thought I read that he died.
No.
Or maybe it was one of those fake ones.
No.
He had a very unfortunate family situation. He lost one of his sons.
That's what it would have been.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but no, do find Nick Cave a bit sexy.
Oh, everyone finds
But also, too, do you know what I find like? I find Jack Nicholson sexy.
I don't know who any of these people
He's not like, he's. You don't know who Jack Nicholson is?
Are you serious?
You can't handle
I love
the truth.
This game with Georgia.
Are you serious?
Joggers, it's awesome that you're so young. You don't know who Jack Nicholson is?
Do you know who
this
is Robert
bigger than
Redford
the moment
is?
You didn't know who no what nightclub who, was.
Let's get a little bit earlier than that. Do you know who Ted Danson is?
No.
But Jack Nicholson. Come on. He's from The Shining.
To be fair, it's been a long time since he's been around.
She's flicking through major photos of Jack Nicholson and doesn't recognise anyone.
Who, which one?
The Witches of Eastwick.
Yes, he was.
Do you know who Don Johnson is?
No. I know Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, that's a good start.
I know both of them.
Oh. Is it though? I mean, 24 was massive.
Yeah.
And this isn't
you know
because
Emilio
George is uneducated.
Yes.
Yes. Like, okay, I know him because my dad used to make me watch Young Guns.
Okay, Andrew McCarthy?
No.
No, even I don't know who that is.
Who's Andrew McCarthy?
No. From like Pretty in Pink and do you remember him?
No.
So there was Andrew McCarthy, Molly Ringwald, and like Rob Lowe were kind of all in that. Yeah. Brat Packy era. Yeah.
I find it very interesting that you know who Rob Lowe is, know who Jack Nicholson is.
Is he sexy?
Well, not anymore.
Oh.
Well,
then
no. Do you know what? This is the thing: is I find Jack Nicholson attractive based on his acting ability. You know, it's one of these, like, I kind of, if you've got a skill set, makes you a bit more attractive. It's like guitarists, you know, they pick up a guitar, they're 30% hotter.
Musicians, yeah.
Yeah, so there's something in them that it's like, so for Jack Nicholson, he's not actually sexy, it's just that there's a cheeky thing about him that I used to find quite attractive.
Cheeky.
Yeah, see, Brian May still shreds as well, so maybe that's a big... Simon Cowell.
He's got
an arrogance about him that I just...
That
really
I can't
like.
Wait to kick in the teeth.
Yeah. I just really like him. I don't know.
I like Simon Cowell.
So much Botox. It's hectic. He has no emotion anymore.
Hectic. Right. Well, how much Botox do you want today? You know what? I want to go hectic.
Hectic Botox.
There you go.
Nice.
That was fun.
Any ancient women that you're interested in, Maddie?
Well, it would be interesting to know what people like Cleopatra actually looked like. Because, you know, or Helen of Troy, these famous characters that were said to have been so beautiful that they basically sent whole sides to war against each other.
Yeah, but things change. You know, Marilyn Monroe everyone used to think was gorgeous, but if you've got Marilyn's body now, apparently you're overweight.
Yeah, so true.
You know, so you're like it's not hot now.
Mm. Yeah.
Things change.
I think like old female movie stars like Gina Davis and stuff.
Oh, don't call Gina that.
No.
Gina's beautiful.
But I thought, she's
quite a classic look, really.
Always beautiful. Mm.
Well,
that's what I was expecting.
Sigourney Weaver is, I mean, I think she's a wonderful actor, and I think she has got that incredible look about her, which makes her a movie star, but it wouldn't call it traditionally beautiful.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei was cast as Aunt May in the most recent Spider-Man movies and made a bit of a comeback because of that. And I was like, oh, yeah, beautiful.
Did you watch Marissa Tomei in her earlier films?
No.
Oh, you can check out some things like that horrible movie she did with Christian Slater. I think it was called Untamed Heart.
Oh, yeah.
There was a few others. Marissa was quite a thing at the time.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. She's quite a thing now.
With his head in his hand.
Christian Christian Slater was a thing back in the day.
God, I'm all over Christian Slater.
Do you know who Christian Slater is?
No. I'm still all over him. I think he's gorgeous. Even when he became a drug addict and was a total disaster falling out of cars, I was like, I'd still think about it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. It? We out?
Yeah. We've got an interview now.
Yep. Oh, we do too. Mm. Bang on. Okay. See ya.
See ya.